It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we know that Labor Day celebrates the contributions of workers, but when you're a mother, the word labor takes on a whole new meaning. Yesterday, we shared a few of the highlights from when we gave birth to our kids, but today we wanted to share labor stories from local moms.
We asked some of the moms in our NWA Motherlode community to share the short version of their birth story, and we got some doozies.
Angela told us about how with her middle child, there were a few false alarms at the hospital. On the third, no, you're not in labor, the doctor decided to keep her at the hospital induced the next morning. But when the nurses came in to wake her up at 6 a.m. to induce, they realized that Angela was dilated to a plus 7. The baby was crowning before they even finished prepping the room.
I'd say she was in labor
then. Yeah, nurse actually caught that baby.
Exactly. Amy told us that 10 days after her due date, the baby flipped and was sideways. Ouch. She said after the doctor tried to flip him around, and he was more than 9 pounds, by the way, they decided to schedule a C-section. She said the upside was that they had time to order a big birthday cake and they took it with them to the hospital that morning for everyone, but then nobody saved the pregnant girl a piece.
Oh, that's
that?
Not right. Motherlode reader Keely told us she delivered her twins 1.5 hours apart. She delivered her son first with no problem. Then an hour and a half later came her daughter, but by C-section. So she got the sitz bath and the belly scar all in one go.
Oh, honey. We're sorry. Bless your heart. You're a trooper. We'll be back around 7:45 tomorrow morning with more labor-themed awesomeness. In the meantime, please visit our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.